this morning on today's Travel, the best of the best. Once again, Travel and Leisure magazine asked its readers to rate airlines, hotels, and travel destinations across the globe. The results are in the magazine's upcoming 10th annual World's Best Awards issue. Its senior consulting editor, Mark Orwal, is here with the best. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Natalie.
10 years that you've been doing this.
10 years.
17,000 readers responded to the survey,
that's
which
right.
I imagine took a long time.
That's right. It was an exhaustive survey, but the results are really intriguing.
So we have a lot to get through. Let's get right to
them. Right.
First, top hotels worldwide, and we're going to show you the top three.
Right.
The Four Seasons, Bali at Sayan, Singida, correct me if I'm saying it wrong, Private Reserve in Sabisan, South Africa, and the Oberoi Rajvilas.
That's right. Very good.
India.
Good pronunciation.
I'm just guessing on the pronunciations.
That's right.
Here, but clearly a lot of people know the pronunciations and know where they're going because these were the top three. Asia, again, dominating the hotel.
Yeah. Well, the people know that getting out to Asia is a lot easier nowadays than it ever was. And when you get there, there is a choice of some great hotels, some very high-end deluxe properties, like the Four Seasons Resort Bali at Sayan.
What does it have to offer? What was it that attracted your readers to this property specifically?
Well, it's a very small property. It only has 18 suites and 42 lodges. Each one of the lodges has a private plunge pool. It's set right on the edge of a beautiful tropical gorge.
A beach, though.
No, this is not a beach resort. This is on the interior. In fact, it's about 10 minutes away from Ubud, which is the arts and cultural capital of Bali. So people who want to have a really deep cultural experience.
Looks like heaven.
And the lap of luxury could do no better than going to the Four Seasons Resort Bali at Sayan.
All right, moving on closer to home, the top hotels in the U.S. and Canada, and the winners are, let's show you here, the Rusty Parrot Lodge and Spa in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, Blackberry Farm in Wallen, Tennessee, and the Point, Upper Saranac Lake, New York.
That's right.
So, again, tell me about the Rusty Parrot Lodge.
Rusty Parrot Lodge in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. It's just a few minutes walk away from the main square in Jackson. So you're close to all the shops, art galleries, restaurants there. They have a fireplace in each of the guest rooms at the Rusty Parrot Lodge. They have a wonderful spa. All the rooms have oversized soaking tubs. If you want, you can have a massage done in your room right next to a roaring fire. They are great at helping you get out and enjoy the outdoors, whether it's skiing in the winter or hiking and fishing in the summer.
And it strikes me as well, these are smaller properties, smaller hotels. They're not the fancy chains that you're seeing.
No, they are deluxe. They are fancy in that sense, but I think what links them all is that they all have this highly high personalized service, real commitment to making sure that you get the experience that you want.
Now, if you're looking for a little bit more of a bargain, the top three are, if we take a look once again, the Airy Resort in Malahat, Vancouver Island, the Tutun Lodge in Gold Beach, Oregon, and Monmouth Plantation in Natchez, Mississippi.
Right.
So, again, what kind of resort are we seeing with the Airy Resort?
Well, the Airy Resort is in the mountains about 30 miles outside of Victoria, on Vancouver Island in British Columbia. They call it a Mediterranean mansion-style resort, and you're going to see a very elegant sense of design inside. They have a wonderful restaurant. Like so many of the restaurants in this part of Vancouver Island, they rely primarily on locally grown produce and fish, seafood drawn from the Pacific Ocean, which, as you can see, drop-dead gorgeous views of the Pacific right outside the lodge.
Beautiful. All right, let's talk about top 10 cities overall worldwide. And this is actually kind of surprising. Again, we're seeing two Asia is topping here as well, two in Thailand, two in Italy, which is very interesting. I think New York was sixth on the list.
That's right.
Sydney, Bangkok, Rome, Florence, Chiang Mai, Thailand.
Yeah. Sydney was, this is the eighth time in the last 10 years that Sydney came in number one. New York City. It is a gorgeous city. New York City was the top U.S. city, came in number six overall. But a great surprise, as you probably guessed from this, was Chiang Mai in Thailand. Which, I don't know if you've been to Chiang Mai, but it's the gateway to the northern part of Thailand. It is surrounded by communities of these hill tribes people, which makes it a very, very deep, meaningful cultural experience for those people who get there. This is an ancient city. It was founded in the 13th century. Some of the original moats are still in place. Absolutely beautiful town.
And we have two more. I'm going to try to get through all of them. We don't have much time. Talking about cruise lines now, and Crystal Cruises, again, topping the list, the Radisson Seven Seas Cruises, Oceania Cruises, Disney Cruise Line and Celebrity Cruises rounding out the top five there. What is driving the cruise line?
Well, Crystal Cruises has been number 10 at the top, or number one at the top for all 10 years. It's an innovator. You can things like pillow menus. They have a feng shui design spa. They have a speakers list that you got an enrichment program, computer learning at sea. They'll have people like Marilyn Horne, Debbie Reynolds, Jonathan Winter, even Willard Scott has been a speaker on with these guys. They are innovators and they do it in luxury, and that's why people keep coming back.
Like a little bit of heaven. I clearly need a vacation. Mark Orwell, thank you so much.